All right, so.
Working now. Way to go. We're on the phone with some jack off cleaning up his basement. Gee.
Welcome
Hey.
Darren's
So is
having a
this it?
fucking holiday garage sale in his basement.
Yeah, this is how this starts. You know, it's one of those hey, we're starting season three. I'll be on there somewhere.
Thanks for moving that camera up. We can only see your nuts for like a half an hour.
There.
Crash nuts.
Okay.
Welcome to season three.
Are we doing late night or are we All right,
So
I gotta
you
make some
are
noise first. I'm gonna have to make some noise for a second. Sorry
is
for all the listeners. I'm sliding a table across the floor.
yeah, so you're sitting in a different spot than you normally are,
Yes.
which threw me right the fuck off.
Keep talking. I'm just going to mute this for a second just so it's not loud.
I don't like the change. I can't handle the change like that. Things must be consistent, as consistent as possible. Oh, there's a nice shot of your ass. Good job. Good job. Yeah, right to the crack. Thanks for that. Currently, Darren is currently on mute while he rearranges his basement. He's also a part-time interior designer for those of you who need any design help or moving furniture. He DJs on the weekends, but I mean, he can spin some tunes while he
Yeah,
moves your
I
couch.
DJ on the weekends, but I do interior work during the week.
If you have two of those Ecto thingies on your wall. If you were to sell
Have four of them.
I mean, well, if you want to brag about it,
Well, no. I know. I mean, I have four. I have
did you
two
know
of
there's
each.
starving kids in Africa that don't have Ecto license plates?
Well, shit, sucks to
It's fucking selfish of you.
Well, you know what? Send him a mosquito net, okay?
That's the only positive thing that Gateses did, I think. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. Their ratings are going downhill. Where the fuck is Belinda? Isn't that her name? Belinda? Or is it Melinda? Melinda.
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 Oh, his wife?
Yeah, she just petered right out, eh? Eh,
Dude,
bud? Eh?
I swear that his wife is
Dead.
Christopher Klein.
Oh, what?
Like, okay, did you ever see what are we talking about?
Chris Klein, the actor? A
Yes.
fish called Wanda?
Yes. Hold on.
Boo-boo. Two different people, honey. Two
No.
different, two different, dare I say, in this political world, two different genders.
I know that.
I mean, every lady out there can attest to having a tiny bit of peach fuzz on their face, but that's going like way over the limit there. Way
No.
over the limit. You're still a little
Okay,
off center
so
from your usual spot,
all
which is
right, hold on.
just dry.
So after maybe whatever surgery she had, you're gonna tell me that she doesn't look like Chris Klein?
She's a beautiful woman who's had
Oh,
two
she's
kids.
horrendous.
Horrendous. Oh my
Horrendous.
gosh. Holy fuck. Welcome to Darren's dating
Wait,
files
you're gonna
where
tell me that that does not look like Chris Klein?
I'm gonna that's exactly what I'm gonna tell you, buddy. It's
All right,
doesn't
you know
look
what?
like
Then
doesn't look like him at
I gotta
all.
get the side-by-side pictures
Unless
because
Chris Klein looks like Melinda Gates and calls himself Belinda, then
no, but he was a really good-looking chick in Wild Wild West with Will Smith. All right, where am I? All right. Am I good? Because so I was watching the latest the season finale that you just recently released, and
Yep.
my light was dark. It was bright. It was pretty shitty. Let's put it that way. So I'm trying to get underneath the light or whatever, trying to adjust my thing. So I'm bright.
Yeah, we've all seen you adjust your thing right now. So,
Shining bright like a diamond.
bright like a diamond.
Jesus
Do you
Christ.
think she did that when she was writing the song? Shine bright like a diamond.
Probably. You know, what was it? I saw it on TMZ yesterday. She is worth $1.7 billion.
Dead or alive?
Alive.
Wow.
Rihanna is worth $1.7 billion, and she's just on, she's on the top of the list with, you know, the richest women, you know, around. I mean, it's insane. You know, what the hell, besides like Jeff Bezos and like his wife, you know, made a killing after, you know, their divorce and all that other crap. And
well, I'm sure she also put a lot into their relationship and the coming up of his business and support and all of that. I don't think she was exactly fucking sitting on a lawn chair with bonbons all her fucking life. I'm sure she,
yeah, I don't know.
I'm sure she put up with a lot of shit.
Or was she just the trophy wife and she kind of stuck around and, you know, she got old. He got tired of it. The old wrinkly sack. No, never mind. You wanted something new? No, but no. I
you went to
that.
Charm school, didn't you? I'm so proud of you.
God, dude, I graduated at the top of my class.
Mm-hmm,
or the bottom of the class. Did I even graduate? Shit, I don't even know.
Well, you know what they call the doctor with the lowest score in medical school, right?
What's that?
Doctor. So, I mean.
That's pretty good.
Not in 1,000, bub.
Well, as long as you graduated, you know, then I guess that's all that matters.
Yeah, good for us, right?
You've got a doctorate, and now that little plaque sits on your wall, and you do nothing with it.
Mm-hmm.
See, too many people getting jobs nowadays that they didn't want, or that they've gone to, you know, you went to college, correct?
I did. A couple of times.
Yeah, man, I didn't make it that far.
Well, you don't necessarily need post-secondary education to be a bazillionaire these days.
No, you don't. There's a lot of people that you
are a rare fish collector, such as yourself.
I'm a fish. What?
Is it the red or the white? I can never remember that.
Are we going Ace Ventura here? Alrighty then. Holy crap.
You know, now that you mentioned the bit about the me taking crack, I see sort of these indentations in my cheek, which I'm quite happy about.
Getting some dimples or you're...
I'm very pleased with this sunken in sort of look that's going on here today. I've had a puffy face the last few days and I've not been a fan of it. So...
Okay. On that note, so what? Where I was going with that whole, Melinda Gates and everybody else, the divorce, the way stuff like works here in the U.S. is so sickening. I've seen it, you know, with so many people where, yes, you know, the wife and the husband been together, everything else, but then they turn around, and it's like, my business partner, I turned around, they were married for however long, and then she wanted a fortune for him from him, and you know, he made a good amount of money. She actually, I think, was just about where, you know, he was, and they sold the house. He was nice and gave her the money, you know, from the house,
right?
And then it came down to that she just wanted more, and oh well, you got to pay for this and you got to pay for that, and well, the, you know, the courts kind of, you know, were on, was on his side, but right. I've seen it where, and he probably listened to it, but Charlie's gotten screwed, you know.
No, Charlie, times. Our dear friend, Charlie.
Yeah. Where, you know, he had a ex-wife that didn't work, that didn't lift a finger, didn't do anything. And he worked, paid all the bills, everything else.
Well, I will say,
and I think she got a good, like $900 a month. For like,
okay, well, Charlie may not years. Want his like business out here on the
whatever. Yeah, it is what it is. It's over. It's done. He made his
Charlie's
last payment a couple months ago.
His address is.
Oh, I mean,
well, I will say, you know, the law is the law, and it's subject to whatever city, district, town, country you live in. But that doesn't mean that I always agree with it.
Oh no, big time. I don't agree with a lot of the stuff.
Yeah, and I think, and this is just my personal opinion, don't come for me, but I think if you separate and you divorce and you both are making the same amount of money, just divvy up your assets. What's yours is yours and what's his is his and hers is hers, and mm-hmm. and go your separate ways. Like now, if you're like, there's no like one side should not shouldn't necessarily benefit monetarily without just cause or reason.
Well, I'll give you the quick breakdown. My parents, when they got divorced, my dad was the one who worked. Uh-huh. You know, he was the tour bus driver. And my dad didn't want my mom to work because it was, you know, taking care of me and my sister at home. So my mom would
clean. A full-time job.
Not back then, you know, so.
What do you mean not back then?
That didn't mean anything.
Oh, well, it wasn't looked upon at that time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But right. It's still a full-time right. job. She's putting almost in more than 8 hours to fucking wipe right, your ass, right? So.
Way too much. But no, while we were in school, she would clean people's houses just to make money, you know, on the side right. in case, uh-huh. you know, she needed stuff like that. So when my parents actually got, you know, finally got divorced, you know, my mom went after him for alimony because then she had to actually get a full-time, you know, job.
Well, that's a little bit of a different scenario because you can't put someone in a detriment unless they put themselves there. Of their own volition. So she has to be afforded the same kind of lifestyle or style of living. In terms of having housing, it's like if your dad said, I don't want your mom to work, and your dad constantly bought her extravagant gifts, and that's that's not the style of living I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is ensuring that the parent, the mother or the father of your children have mm-hmm. a place to live, have a roof over their head, have food on their table, a basic standard care of living where they were not able to work in the past or were not or told not to on the premise that this was a long-term commitment.
Right.
And they weren't being paid for that. You know, that's a different scenario. And especially when kids are involved, again, like with custody. And I think if there's shared custody, if parents have kids 50-50, have access to the children 50-50, I don't think there should be an exchange of child support. I know a lot of people might disagree with me, but I don't. If you are making similar money and you have the kids the same amount of time, then I don't necessarily think that there should be an exchange of child support.
Well, that's the whole thing. If you have, you know, your kids and, you know, they're going back and forth. It's like, why do I have to pay you to feed the kids at your house? You know, and that's what a lot of that, you know, money turns around. Well, you owe me this much a month because, you know, I'm the one, even though the thing I think annoys me the most is when the woman is the one who wants the divorce, she's the one who wants to leave, but then she ends up having, you know, the guy ends up having to pay her, you know, that's just the way it works here in the US. It's always been the woman always gets, you know, gets paid for, you know, whatever. And the guy gets left out. Typically
the courts have favored the mother or favored.
Which is trash because there are fathers. Because there's fathers there that want their children just as much as their mothers and have a, you know, steady home and a place. Just like the mom does. So why is it that I have to, you know, I'm barely making ends meet now because now you only have one income.
I believe, again, this is my opinion and people may disagree with it, but I think women who keep their children from their father, if there is a good father who wants to be an active, constant presence in their child's life. Women who keep them and play their kids like a pawn are probably the lowest trash of humankind you can uh-huh. find. And sorry, that sounds harsh, I know. But
I agree.
The one thing a lot of people have to realize, and I don't think not all, but some people, when you have kids, it is not about you anymore. When you have
kids. I agree with that, but I don't.
I'm not talking about self-care and doing things for yourself and all that. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is you have a duty to act responsibly, to care for your child to the best of your ability, mm-hmm. and to co-parent appropriately. And that doesn't mean co-parenting. There's a whole big thing about co-parenting this past year that I saw that a lot of people are getting real fucking wrong.
They're just real wrong.
Real fucking wrong. And it's really gonna fuck your kids up for a while. A lot of people are having trouble letting go. Mm-hmm. And they put that under the guise or under the umbrella of co-parenting, and they're going on outings together and having dinners together and doing family stuff together and then going back to separate houses. What the fuck? You're separated for a reason. If you wanted it to work out, you should have gone to therapy and worked it out and stayed together as a couple. But that was my phone drop. My
phone. I was about to say, are they still working on the apartment upstairs?
Oh my gosh, let's not get into that. Murder. But co-parenting, all co-parenting means is that you respect the other parent, particularly around the child. You don't paint the other parent in a bad light in front mm-hmm. of the child. You don't disrespect each other. You don't call each other names. You don't make things difficult for each other because there's children involved. You do mm-hmm. what you can do to give that child the best life and chance possible until they reach adulthood. That's all co-parenting is. That's all it is. And again, that's my view. Some people may agree, may disagree. And I'm not going out for a birthday dinner or something like that. That's one thing, you know. But some of these people I see, especially on TikTok, it's painted all over TikTok. It was, oh, we're so happy we co-parent together and we do all these things together. Fuck.
Then why aren't you together? So it's like you don't want to be together, but you spend more time together than you did when you were married.
Confusing for your child. Yeah. Confusing for your child. And not teaching them anything about boundaries, about letting go, about like, you know, how to carry on and move on from relationships. If it was a bad toxic relationship and you're divorced and then you go out and hang out with your ex every fucking weekend, like what the fuck? Like what? Like, hello? Fuck. All right. Well, I'm clearly passionate about this issue. What are you drinking today?
Same shit.
Same shit.
Your water.
Your orange water, your orange drink?
No, it's more piss.
It looks like a lemonade, a lemonade stand in your house.
Lemonade.
Well, yeah. I do want to say it's a fucking Christmas miracle that you're here.
COVID.
Yay! Had a little bit of the vid, eh, buddy?
Oh, God. You know what? On my podcast, we talk so much about it. We talk about, you know, the ins and outs of it, the, you know, the bullshit of the way the government handles everything. You know, we really dive into, you know, the meat of it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, turn around and with the meat of it.
You said.
Okay. You threw me off there.
Sorry, you get into the meat of it. You talk about the ins and outs of COVID.
Yeah, the ins and outs, the meat and everything else. Yeah, yeah. The meat goes in and out.
well, hasn't been lately. I'm telling you.
But with this new variant, the Omicron, which is, you know, related to Cybertron, you know, the freaking Transformers and shit. Uh-huh. It was one of those where they kept saying it was going to spread, you know, really fast. And it's like, all right, I'm gone. I knew I was going to get it sooner or later. You know, there was no doubt about it. I'm not a believer in the vaccine, but I never once said that, you know, COVID didn't exist because obviously
flu exists, right?
Exactly. So obviously, you know, something exists. It's, you know, killing people and getting people sick and everything else. So I had a job. I woke up, my town had a festive Christmas tree lighting. Mm-hmm. They had some local dance groups.
And you're in the public quite a bit too. So
I'm in the public all the time.
You, aside from your regular job, saving lives and saving
fire department and
You work for fire department, and you also do a few other things, which, you know, involve the public as well.
Well, the big thing lately is, you know, I own my own DJ entertainment company.
You do. Fabulous, by the way.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's been one of those things to where everything since COVID started and everything shut down, everything died. You know, like I had zero business in 2020. Actually, maybe up to like March when they officially shut everything down. Mm-hmm. And then all my money besides my regular, you know, job, all that extra money dried up and it wasn't there. When 2021 came around and they started opening things back up and allowing, you know, people to do things again, my phone rang off the hook. Mm-hmm. It's not going to help.
Sorry.
You're like, if I suck in my cheeks a little more, I can get it. It's like blowing. Everybody, if you're watching, that's great. You see what she's doing. But if not, looks like she's blowing kisses at the screen. Like, what, I want to make out or something?
Are you offering? Mm-hmm. They've just created in Japan. Sorry, we'll get back to your very busy life. They created these screens now. You can lick the screen and taste what's on.
I didn't read it, but I caught the headline and I think it's disgusting.
Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking this is another way for them to get, maybe this is a little conspiracy theory-ish, but another way for them to get chemicals and stuff into your system. People are like, oh, look at this pizza on TV. Let me lick it. And you lick it. And because there's scents that you install in the back of the thing, right?
Okay.
Liquid chemicals, right?
Oh, really?
And then, you lick the screen to taste the food that's on there or whatever it is you're licking. and you taste it. But what's in the liquid? What is in the liquid? Darren.
Now, does that only work with like food commercials or depending on what you're watching? All right, never mind.
I don't know, but the possibility for OnlyFans is opening up.
Right.
And I mean opening up.
You guys can subscribe, and for an extra $5, it's a scratch and lick. You know,
$2.99. Come lick my pussy. Okay.
Wow, you're pretty cheap. You're trying to get subscribers, aren't you?
$299.
Oh, all right. The way you said $2.99, I'm like, all right, $2.99. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
I can buy two or three rounds. You know.
If you sold all of those, if you sold every single one of your artifacts that you have,
what Indiana what Jones?
Oh, look here, we have the distinguished gentleman with his artifacts.
And this one I saved from the, you know, Germans as a, you know.
Oh, fuck.
Artifacts.
Oh, God.
You know what? It would probably...
How much do you think you would amass from that?
Let's just say how much I've spent.
Let's say how much you've spent, because things like that, they garner value over time.
Yes. Depending on which... So right now, it costs about $200. I'm actually building the massive... Ecto One, the Lego is a little over like 2,400 pieces.
Oh my gosh.
I've been spending, you know, I started yesterday and I have a good portion of the box, but it's so intricate to where literally when you turn the wheel, I had to build a drive shaft and, you know, all the, like the rubber bands that come with it for the motor, that the motor spins and everything. It's insane.
Wow, that sounds cool.
So when you start getting into stuff like that, like that's $200. I've got,
and Lego is expensive.
Big time.
It's expensive, but some of the things that you can get in Legos are like $1,000.
Oh yeah, Yeah, they get massive, just like the Millennium Falcon that they have is a couple hundred dollars, and it's insane. I mean, I just saw that they have the Home Alone house, what? You know, in Legos, and I was like, holy crap, that's amazing. Oh my,
a large cheese pizza just for me.
So, all right. I mean, when you're talking, you know, small things. So, mm-hmm. like all those figures that are there in the corner, they're about $30 a piece.
That's a nice case. You built that yourself?
No, a buddy of mine built that into the wall. I just threw the lights in there. So it's like all the ones on the top are from the original movie. All the ones on the bottom are from Afterlife. You know, the newest movie that came out. But then when you get to
that, you watched like 6 times already.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But all these on the walls here are around, I would say at least 20. Dude,
I'm gonna throw up.
20.
The camera movement is astronomical here. What are you working for, fucking NASA? What's going on?
You know what? I always wanted to go to space camp.
Did you really?
Yeah. Jinx put Max in space. Did you ever see that movie?
Why don't you go? There's a space camp out somewhere.
Yeah, I know, in Cape Canaveral.
But there's
Florida.
But isn't there one that you can go and train like an astronaut for like 3 days or a week? Like it's like a.
It's like I think a week. It's like a 2 week period. Yeah. Actually, my best friend and his brother did that. I think twice when they were kids, they went to space camp.
You should go and you should film it and put it on your channel.
You see how well that's going. I'm going to have to start doing that thing myself. So real quick, we completely bypassed the whole, you know.
Sorry, I'm a little high today. I'll let you talk.
Yeah, I can see, you know, you're all puffy with this, you know, sunken in.
I am not puffy. I am de-puffed.
All right. Well, all right.
Presented by the
deep puffy
structure of my facialer area. And my gorgeous complexion, thanks to this new serum I'm using. Continue.
You are glowing.
Oh, thanks, Phil.
You are glowing. Yeah. So I ended up going to, you know, our town Christmas tree lighting. I was there to play, you know, music. I was there to run all the music for all the dance groups that were up there. And I was like, I wasn't feeling good that morning. So I'm like, okay. I started getting some chills. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, all right, am I getting sick? And so I ended up getting through that night. But then Monday morning, I woke up and felt like my back was on fire. Felt like somebody was jamming a knife in my back. So it got to the point where I couldn't stand the pain. I was about to go to the hospital, you know, everything else, because it was that bad. It made it Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I woke up Thursday and the pain in my back stopped. Mm. It was just like, it was, you know, I'm talking about, I'm sitting there with tears in my eyes, you know, all day long because I'm in that much pain. And then Thursday, you know, I would, from whatever sleep I was getting, I woke up and I'm like, oh, look at this. I can do the twist without hurting.
Look at this distinguished gentleman. Right.
But then I turned around and I was in such a fog. Like, I didn't know where the hell I was. It was half the time, because it was just, I would stop. I was confined to a room, you know, a room for a week. So I started going, you know, nuts, and I made it out to my bathroom and then came back, made it out to the bathroom, came back, quickly ran downstairs, or, you know, I got water or whatever delivered up, you know, up to me. Yeah. And, you know, it was just one of those things where I just kind of got into this fog where it's like, I would walk out to the bathroom and I would be stuck in the living room. I'm sorry, out in the hallway, and people, they're looking at me going, are you okay? I'm like, I forgot why I came out here. You know, and I'd go right back into the room.
So were you just like sleeping most of the time, or like what, like, how were you? Cause I was really worried about you. You were really, I was starting to make triangle sandwiches. That's what I was worried about.
The first week was a real pain in the ass. The second week, just because, you know, you had to, you know, 10 days of quarantining, My daughter had, you know, my daughter had it also. So we're in, joining rooms and we're texting each other, talking. How are you over there? Oh, I'm great. I'm good. I feel like shit.
Dying over here, man.
Yeah. But I think the second week, I still didn't have, you know, it took me probably maybe a week and a half, or about a week after the 10-day quarantine that I finally got my, you know, sounds stupid. I don't even know if I have my smell back. I know I have my taste back. Wow. I haven't sat there and went, all right, let me smell something to see. But anything that I ate or whatever was just horrendous. Drinking water left a really bad aftertaste in my mouth. I'm like,
really?
I went from either tap water or regular like Poland spring water that I was drinking, and it was horrible. So I started drinking a lot of Gatorade, you know, because I needed the electrolytes and all that other stuff, and that just tasted like water, you know. Really? And again, couldn't take. And I'm trying every flavor, and I'm drinking the crap that I don't like, and it didn't matter.
Your smell is back or not?
Probably is.
People tell you stink, then you know.
Well.
You know, you don't have your smell that.
Well, no, I can smell my deodorant. We're good.
Smell. So there you go. You're cured. Look at that. Right,
fantastic.
One fucking podcast. Tune in to Wake Up with Jenny and Friends, and it'll cure your sense of smell.
You'll realize it smells like shit. No. So yeah, going through that 2 weeks just sucked. And then I went back to work and everybody's like, oh, you had COVID. I'm like, yeah, I go into work today and Charlie has COVID.
Oh no.
the girls in the office have COVID, but it wasn't from me.
No,
it wasn't from me. Cause the second I knew something was wrong, I stayed home.
Yeah.
And then I stayed home all week long until I can finally get out of bed. And then that's when I went and was able to get tested the same day as my daughter. And they're like, well, how long did this happen? I said, it started a week ago. And they're like, oh, okay. So you're already like 5 days into your quarantine. I said, yeah. And they didn't recommend anything to me to take. They were just like, Tylenol over the counter, you know, take that. Friends of mine.
Well, you gotta watch. You don't take too much of that stuff. You get.
No. I know. I had friends of mine that got it a lot worse, where they got the chest congestion, they got the difficulty breathing and stuff like that. And their doctors actually recommended the ivermectin, you know. The thing, when it's all of a sudden not covered underneath your insurance.
Of course.
Because our wonderful president.
Why you do know, you think or, that is?
Or, yeah. Or whatever they did to quickly take it away.
Yeah.
And for, I forget how many pills it was for, you know, a certain, you know, amount of time. It was like $150, you know, and he had, you know, him, his wife and his two kids, you know, at home. Luckily, him, his wife and his son got it. His daughter never got it. So you're still right off the bat, $450, almost $500, you know, for the ivermectin, because they had noticed that they had gotten a list. They had, you know, he's a cop and he's got very good, you know, insurance, and his wife has good insurance through her job. So it's like they had a list of what medications and stuff that, you know, they can get. And I guess ivermectin was on there, but then all of a sudden it's not covered underneath their insurance. So it's like they had to go far and wide. I think they finally got it, but they had to go through a couple doctors to finally get it, you know, because like everybody was either keeping their stash, you know, hidden, or, you know, just only giving it out to, you know, specific, you know, people, I guess. I don't know. But I mean, to sit there and, you know, he took it and literally 3 days later, he was better. You know, so something that worked, but I mean, you saw it right off the bat. They, you know, they were calling, because people on TikTok didn't know what to call it. So they kept on saying it was a horse dewormer.
Horse dewormer, yeah.
Yeah, well, because there's multiple different names for ivermectin. And, you know, the animal version, yes, is a, you know, dewormer.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's when, you know, the president and everything else was going, oh, well, you know, we're not going to let people take dewormers and all this other, it's not safe. So we're not going to allow people to, you know, take.
Well, but side note, what's not safe about a dewormer? If you got worms, get dem worms out of de body. Oh. Worms, I mean, come on. That's what's.
But not, but not even
every spring is we detox, right? Every right. fucking, every guy who's, you know, pumping iron at the gym and every girl who wants to be 10 pounds lighter is fucking doing a detox and parasite mm-hmm. cleanse. So, I mean, you got worms?
Well, they say that you can have them and, you know, taking this stuff can actually rid your body of it. It's saying that you can see the parasites in your.
Yeah. In
your excrement.
In your stool.
In your shit.
Please let's keep this you know, an appropriate episode. Okay, Darren, I know how you like to get carried away.
I like to get carried away. Wow, I'm fine. I normally follow your lead here and I, you know, kind of
you know where
right
I
off the right off the rails.
Right in the shitter.
Exactly.
Shitter's full.
Next time I'll do the next episode on the toilet, just, you know, for the hell of it.
We have to have Zach back on. I just talked to Zach.
Yeah.
He's such a good guy. That is very true. You can actually see it in your poop.
Yeah.
Especially if you have a tapeworm. Gosh, nothing worse. Oh my God.
I've seen people do that where they just, if they had a tapeworm and they would put just a bowl of sugar. Or something by and literally hold their mouth over it and watch, you know, the worm come out their mouth. It's gross. I've watched videos on it. Oh,
nothing horrible. Worse than when you have a tapeworm and you shit and you wipe your butt and you feel the snap.
I'm sorry, are you speaking from experience
of the tapeworm and knowing you only half of it came out?
No, wait, no, we're not going to detour from this. Are you speaking from experience?
Maybe not a tapeworm, but parasites, yes. Yes, everyone has them. And when way back when I was in my before I started my colonics ventures, I know.
Jenny, you left your poop bag in the shower again.
Parasite cleanses were the rage, let me tell you. Early 90s, everyone was.
So it was crazy. AIDS in the 80s.
AIDS in the 80s, parasite cleanse in the 90s.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the diet pill AIDS.
Like, how did we go from HIV to parasites?
Well, there was a diet pill and a cleanse that was called AIDS. It was like AYDS. It's like people are like, I've got AIDS. You know, the commercial was just, it was really bad. It's like, do you want to lose some weight? Get AIDS. And you're turning around going,
you look great. What are you taking? Oh, I'm on the AIDS.
Yeah, I've got AIDS. You turn around.
Holy
like,
fuck. Oh, God.
It's horrible. Wait, hold on.
AIDS is a fascinating subject for me. I have a book about this thick that I've read about twice, and it's such by Dr.
Hold on. I want you to hear this. Still, my weight's been up and down like a yo-yo until the AIDS plan taught me how to take off weight and help keep it off.
AIDS may taste like a candy, but AIDS contains one of the most effective appetite suppressants you can buy. And there's no stimulant in AIDS that could make you nervous.
With AIDS, I ate less, so the weight came off. To help keep it off, but I sometimes want things loaded with calories.
Let me tell you, if I was presented with AIDS, I'd be fucking nervous, okay?
Right? I've got AIDS and it helped me keep the weight off. Yeah. And it took everything else off your body and killed you. So it's all good.
Well, you have to be careful when you do a parasite cleanse because you have to do it under the provision of a practitioner or a professional health person. not a talk anymore.
took a second or two to spit that out.
Because if you don't do it properly, the parasites will start to eat your organs, your organ tissue.
I don't need them.
No. Well, apparently you don't need your liver the way you were going a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, well, yeah. So, well, you figure, what was it? You don't need your spleen, right?
I would venture to guess you'd need all your internal organs, Boo.
No, what, there is one that you don't need.
You can live without your tonsils. You can live with one kidney.
Right.
I don't recommend it. For anybody out there listening that's want to try life on one kidney, don't recommend it.
You can get probably about $20,000 to $30,000 on the black market if you're interested.
Well, we're not going to talk about that today because we've got some pending transactions.
Okay.
But you can live without part of your liver. So that'll grow back. That'll regenerate if you know how to do that.
Oh my God, not your spleen, but what is that other piece that can rupture?
Appendix.
They said that's useless. So take it. I don't need it.
It's there for a reason.
What does it do, Doc?
Well, it does appendixy things. Okay.
It does appendixy things. Okay.
But yeah, you can live without your appendix. Well, when we're talking about quality of living is a different subject altogether than in comparison to can you live and survive. You can be undead without a lot of things.
Undead with a lot of things. Okay. Yeah.
You can live without limbs. You can live without. You can't live without a brain. Although a lot of people run around like they don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
You can't live without a heart. Can't live without your lungs.
Right. Right.
Can't live.
Well, there was a guy who lived. I forget how long he lived in it. In the iron lung.
No. But he doesn't have a lung. Like that's. Like if he didn't have that.
Well, I thought he didn't have the. Well, I thought that was the whole thing, yeah. That his lungs were destroyed and they had to remove him. That's why he lived, you know, literally 24 hours a day inside this metal thing that helped, you know, compress and like, breathe. I don't know. I'm talking out of my ass. What else is new?
Well, earlier. Thank you for that.
Hey, all right.
All right.
I'm not wearing my tight pants, you know, my skinny jeans.
Your toits.
I don't understand how people wear skinny
jeans. Would you wear skinny jeans?
No, I will never wear skinny jeans.
How come? What do you have against skinny? What did skinny jeans
okay, so around here, I don't know if it's up by you, but you have a group that likes to wear the skinny jeans, but they wear them below their ass and they walk like they're, you know, back in the day, hey, I used to, you know, sag my pants. I used to do all that type of stuff. You know, but now they're wearing the skinny jeans below their butt crack with their ass fully exposed and they're walking like they're, you know, penguining, you know, like they just had sex and they're walking away from the bed to go to the bathroom.
Oh, wow.
Well, they're sitting here, you know, walking like this. It's horrible.
I don't get the saggy pants with the belt. That
either do I.
The irony of that just blows my mind. I'm like,
there's so much crap that just doesn't make sense nowadays. I look at it now and I see the way some people dress, or you know, people change their names, or because they don't want to have this name anymore. So instead of, you know, it's Darren, it's, you know, Dorella. I'll call myself this now because I feel like it. And you know, I'm just going to start wearing the craziest outfits and dye my hair. I don't know.
Vodka or whiskey? Love.
Vodka.
Interessante. What did you buy yourself for the holidays?
What did I buy myself?
Yeah.
I don't know. I buy myself something like every day.
Do you really?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh my gosh. Do you need a 2022 budget calendar?
I don't know what a budget is.
I don't know what a budget is. No, I have so many jobs. I'm not in the same category as you poor folk.
No, but like, so, you know, I found these. These are more pop figures from
those boxes are empty, Darren. Did you? I hope you have a receipt.
They're empty. I'm not one of those collectors that, you know, I should be shunned in the collector community because I don't leave the stuff in the boxes because I keep every single one of my boxes. You know, it's like gotta put everything back in. Wow, it took me a second there. Jesus Christ. What the hell? Did you get a new mic?
No, I didn't.
No? Is it just actually plugged into your computer this time?
Fuck's sakes. That was the last fucking show with shitty audio. I wasn't going to bring it up, but anyway, we're going to talk about it. I thought I was in the clear. I thought I was in the clear, and then I posted the show on Monday, which was the season finale of season two. Thanks to all who participated and joined me on this crazy ride. Couldn't be more grateful and humbled, and thank you all. And I thought, well, we'll go out with a bang, as you know we like to do. Oh, fuck's sakes.
The audio was great.
You guys were okay. The guests were okay. As long as the guests
are okay. We were talking into the mics.
you were talking into yours, but I think it was somewhere out here as you were.
Well, actually, no. You know what? You wasn't plugged in. You did notice a bit of a change. I put my microphone upside down.
Yes. Okay.
Because so this cord, excuse me, this cord stays firmly in place in the connector.
Okay.
Of the microphone, because what was happening was I noticed this after, with it turned up right side up, if I would move my, because the cord is so long, if I moved or if I moved anything or if I touched something, the cord would unpop from the connection, and then that was the problem, because then it would just take the audio from the laptop, and this laptop is not, you know, it's not high quality H2O, it's Amazon special, which has served me very, very well. I got a killer deal on this laptop, and it's gone like gangbusters for me. So I'm not complaining, but the audio is shit.
Oh, if it works. I mean, you figure you're plugged in, as long as, you know, your mic, you know, is picking you up and everything else. I mean, you get to figure when we started, you know, Charlie was using, I was using a wireless mic. And Charlie had an older style, you know, mic that he would, you know, record, you know, vocals on when he would play his guitar. And that was like the hardest part, trying to figure everything out. And I'm sitting there with a wireless mic that just, it was either too high or too low. You know, his was, you know, good because he was talking, you know, he was up here talking on the mic, so he was always a lot clearer. Me, I'm sitting there trying to not to get feedback, you know, on a wireless mic. And then finally we're like, okay, let's actually spend some money on, you know, good mics. And now, like, these things, I can be across the room and, you know, I'm picking stuff up, you know, from the family running around upstairs.
Really?
You know, oh yeah, it's like I can hear it, but luckily, you know, it doesn't pick it up that, you know, you record that it can be recorded. But
yeah, because, like, you have the background there's like a background filter kind of thing.
There's so many different, you know, pieces on Zoom, on this. Oh, that, wow. Sorry.
That's how you make those tips. Okay.
Dude, I'm telling you, I'm gonna start being like those people on TikTok, because hey, these people get a lot of friggin', you know, people dump money on them. Do you ever see the we talked about it on the season finale, the sponsor that you had with all the ADHD, all the
Stephanie Small World.
Yeah. So
sensory, you know, play stuff.
So these people will sit there.
ASMR. And,
yes. And they and they do that. So they'll do this early in the morning where it's like, I see you watching.
I get it.
Yeah.
It's and they morning dew outside.
I can right? Drops falling. Mm-hmm. But then this one woman takes a plastic
black shirt and he has a full beard.
Thanks. But yeah, she would take a plastic bag and then she would put shaving cream all over it. And then she'll take like a makeup brush and just and like that's all.
That is so soothing. Would you do that again? I felt a little tingly there. Could you lower.
turn the bass down a little, please.
Do you remember, did you ever see the movie what's the guy's name, really racy on Sirius Radio, Howard Stern, the movie
Private Parts,
when he turns on the subwoofers and it blows all her clothes off?
That was.
Oh gosh.
Go ahead. Why don't you sit on the subwoofer over there? And oh, she's getting off. Oh my god.
Oh man. Well, I bought myself an air fryer, and
yeah, you said that you got an air fryer. What have you veganed in the day? How do you fry vegan? I still don't understand it. How do you fry vegan stuff unless it's like really horrible tofu or something? I don't know.
Well, let me tell you, it's paid for itself already. I am now a junior cooker. Just going to put that out there.
What's a junior cooker?
Someone who has experience cooking something that has not caught on
fire. Didn't you almost set your place on fire not too long ago?
Yeah, a couple times.
That's good.
I have a lot of insurance. It's okay.
You know, when they tell you 350 degrees, you know, is good, not like 500, you know.
Okay, in all fairness.
Well, I thought I can cook it in less than an hour.
I realize the toaster oven is not a microwave.
No,
I can't speed up the time by increasing the temperature.
And who has a toaster anyway? I have a toaster for like toaster bread and bagels.
Oven, sir.
Who's got a toaster oven?
You can bake in it. You can toast oven-y stuff in it.
Toast oven-y stuff.
You can cook up. You can. Well, we all know you can cook a pizza in it.
Oh. Fancy. Yeah. I have a regular oven for that. I don't, like I said, the only toaster that I have is the one that you put bread in or, you know, a bagel or, you know, something like that. Eat bagels and bagel. You're going to say joy. You're going to say Joyzy next.
New Joyzy. Going down to New Joyzy for some bagels.
Jerk. Bagel. Calls it a bagel. God.
Get a fucking baker's dozen while you're in there.
Going to Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons, pick me up a double and some of them beaver balls.
I'm sorry, what? The beaver balls?
Oh, God. Have you had Bieber's balls?
No. Not lately.
Not lately.
You know, like I said, I've been to it maybe twice. I do have a Tim Hortons maybe like 15 minutes from me.
Uh-huh.
And I've had like their donuts once, but that was it. I think I got a bear claw or something. I don't know.
No, that wasn't a Tim Hortons.
We don't
sell something cliche like bear claws at Tim Hortons. What the fuck?
Oh shit, you guys! You guys in Canada do some
Canada.
Canada.
Respect. Yeah. Anywho, this air fryer is fucking amazing.
Okay.
I made cheesy Brussels sprouts. Vegan cheese, yes. Cheesy Brussels sprouts in 8 minutes, sir. Eight.
Oh.
8 minutes. I also did some steamed, roasted, I don't know, cooked, whatever you call it, cabbage. Put a little olive oil, a little everything but the bagel seasoning on it.
Mm. Oh, 6.6 miles. That's the nearest Here's Tim Hortons for me.
I run that in my sleep.
Freaking closed. They don't open till 4 a.m. What the shit? Drive-through closes at 6 and they open at 4. What the hell? You know, Dunkin' Donuts around here is 24 hours a day.
Do they post their menu, Tim Hortons? I don't believe that they're selling, what did you call them? Bear paws.
Bear claws.
Bear claws.
Timbits. Look at that.
Timbits.
All right. Huh.
Yeah.
Let's see what they have. I don't
wearing
want
my, to... my Widowmaker supply hoodie.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
15th day in the row. I live in this thing. I don't know what it is. Just comfy. Comfy as fuck. So, yeah. There you have it.
Let's see. What do you got?
What do they have? I'm intrigued to know what they have at an American
breakfast
location.
Bacon everything bagel, breakfast wrap snacker. Original
snacker, damn near Gilder. Sorry.
All right, snacks and baked goods. Let's see. Timbits, donuts, muffins, cookies, pastries, bagels. Okay. Mm. So let's see. Would those be in donuts? Apple. I'm telling you.
Apple fritter. They've got apple
The apple fritter, yes.
Boston cream.
Hold on. Let's see.
Sour cream.
Apple fritter. Chocolate dip. Honey dip. Vanilla dip. Maple dip. Chocolate glaze. Double chocolate. Old-fashioned plain. Old-fashioned glaze. Sour cream.
I feel like Kourtney Kardashian when I'm like, I can't eat this, but how amazing is it to smell?
a honey cruller.
Cruller. Some people say cruller.
Cruller.
You say cruller. Some people say cruller. It's like the difference between when people say roof and then other people say rough. About gotta get that stuff up on that rough. The fuck is a rough?
Hold on. I'm trying to find out where they sell it.
It's not, bear claws are not at Tim's, babe. They're not at Tim Hortons. Bear claws are at, they're going to be at do you have a Mr. Coffee or you have a Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah, but the bear claws aren't
maybe,
at Dunkin'
maybe
Donuts.
Starbucks in your area has.
They're showing it in the bakery and. Yeah, you know,
we don't do.
God
careful.
Damn it!
Careful, your screen will go red.
That's a bear claw. All right, whatever. Jesus. In other words, it's all just stuff that makes you fat, and then you know the stuff that you eat is in duck fat. So.
Oh, remember those good old duck fat donut eating days.
It's almost like a cake. It's almost like a cakey pastry. It's really good. You should have had it. I thought it was fantastic until I found out it was cooked in duck fat.
Fried in the old fatty duck.
I'm watching Charlie's like, but it's not the duck. You're like, the problem is it's cooked in the duck.
The immediate messages I received after that post. No. That's fried in duck fat. What? What? Here's the thing. Most plain donut mixes,
right,
are vegan. They are. They're not made with milk and eggs and all that jazz. They're a powdered. It's usually baking soda and a yeast and a flour kind of mixture. Mm-hmm. And that's really all it is. Same with a standard generic waffle or pancake mix. There's nothing in it that's not vegan. It's just a mixture of flours. And then you add water to it, and then that makes it gooey. And then you make your pancakes or your donuts. So I really wasn't too, you know,
grossed out.
I wasn't really too into the in depth into the what was in the donut, because most of them are just like that. But
right
when there was a talk of the duck fat, I
You're sitting on the toilet
Bring out the fucking parasite cleanse.
Right? It's time for a coffee colonic. Need to empty everything.
Anyways, I must say, the air fryer was a good investment. Tommy talked about it a lot. He always posts stuff, videos, so and
what lives. Do you do? Just throw more vegetables and stuff in there and
yeah, you fry put anything you want. Like, you can put, like, I can have, they have vegan fish, they have vegan chicken, they have vegan.
Yeah, but we said last time it's fake.
Well, it's not. Well,
so you can't call it chicken, you can't call it.
Can't call it chicken.
No, you can't.
What would you rather me call it? Chicken-like substance? I cooked a lovely chicken-like substance over a bed of rice.
See, that sounds funnier.
Accompanied by a pseudo-fish substitute.
Yeah. I'm vegan. I'm better than you.
When have I ever said that I'm better than anyone? This week. When have I ever said it?
This week. Very nice.
I've never said such a thing. I never would.
No, you just make. And that's when it comes down to. It's like we can be like the two last people on Earth, and you're all like, "Hi, want some fried asparagus and you know, tofu with you know rice?" Nope, I'm gonna starve to death.
You wouldn't eat that if that was the only thing? You would eat that. You'd have to. You're not that stubborn. I mean, I'm stubborn as fuck, but you're not that stubborn. You wouldn't eat food just because it was non-meat?
But to me, that's not food. That's like, to me,
sustenance.
It's fake shit just to give you, you know, your protein or whatever it is. It's just made up stuff that's kind of jammed into a jelly. Or however the hell you eat it. I don't know.
I'll jam you into a jelly. Anyway, that's what I bought myself for Christmas. And
well, good for you.
Great investment. And I also bought myself a new, I know everybody asks me all the time, my skincare routine. I basically do nothing.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. I get a lot of questions about that.
Oh, please tell us.
Yeah. I really basically do nothing. I don't wear makeup.
Do you exfoliate?
I exfoliate. I use a face wash and a face scrub every day. And then I don't put any crap or shit on my face. I just put serums. I don't put creams or anything like that.
You don't wear makeup?
I don't wear makeup. I'm not, this is all real. This is 100% natural girl right here.
No, but I'm saying, do you not wear makeup?
I don't wear makeup. No. Just said that twice. I don't wear makeup.
Oh, that's right. I went through one ear and out the other. Shut up.
Shut up. Mom never tells me to shut up. Do you remember that movie?
No. What is that?
Sleepless in Seattle. Such a good movie.
I thought that was one of those Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't think I spent too much time watching that movie.
I've watched that probably 50 times.
That's it? Just 50?
Easy. 50 times. Yeah.
Yeah. Easy. Do you watch any Christmas movies during the holiday?
Yes. I watch It's a Wonderful Life every year.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of my favorites. And okay. Did you know the scene? So here's a little fun fact. The scene where they're in the bank and the bank is about to close.
Yes.
And he says, now, okay, now I'm just going to just take what you need from the bank, only what you need. And then we'll get everybody through, you know, that stressful scene when they're about to be taken over by the other guy, the mean guy. That whole scene, if you're paying attention here,
I'm trying to actually.
I know. I have a time limit. People can.
No, I'm trying to Google something about that movie. But go ahead.
So the director told everybody to just make up a number. Make up a number. That was their direction for that scene. And the most famous scene, the most famous line in that scene was the old lady, and I forget the number, but the old lady who came up and said, "I need $2.37. That was the best line in that scene. Because everybody was like, I need $5. I need $10. I need $22. I need all my money. I need everything. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, I need $2.37, whatever the amount was. I got the number wrong. But that was like the best scene ever. And then he laughed at that scene. Jimmy, what's his name?
Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart. I'm literally putting Darren.
I'm Jimmy Stewart.
Yawning through my fun facts.
Not yawning. Still not sleeping right.
Fuck, don't get me started on insomnia.
Sleep, what's that?
Holy shit. I don't even know what day it is. Fuck.
It's the 27th. It's almost the new year. Yay.
Do you have any plans for the new year? Do you have any goals you want to set?
No, I am working New Year's Eve. Got a big party. That
sucks. We should make this a two-parter.
Sure, we can do that.
Yeah. We should make this a two-part because we got some funny shit to still talk about. So let me put this on pause and we'll come right back and we'll make this a two-parter. This is some new for season three.
Ooh, two-parters.
Two-parters.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to part one of episode two in season three. We'll be back next week with part two of episode two. Stay tuned for the laughs and have an amazing week.